minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a partly cloudy sky, 72 degrees. And again, keep in mind, going to be a little hot and steamy when you're heading out to work and heading outside today. Well, our Monday tradition rolls along here. Talking with Lisa Kunkel from the Chamber. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Always great to have you in here talking Chamber things. You said, backing up, you said the Sippin' Shop went well. You were happy with the turnout there.
Fun evening. We had 49 participants, and the stores were open till 8 o'clock that night. They saw lots of people in and out. It was just a great event. Weather was nice. Mm-hmm. Just a fun get out and see what your area businesses have to offer type of a thing.
And just have a good time doing it too.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, you got a big event coming up here in September. Of course, we all know Headwaters Day.
Yep.
What's coming up as part of Headwaters Day this year?
So Headwaters Day will be Saturday, September 11th this year. And we started out with a pancake feed. This year, Just for Kicks is going to be doing the pancake feed for us.
Okay.
That'll be down in Wells Park. Of course, we're going to have a parade, which is my favorite part. I'm so excited to have the parades back. The parade starts at 10 o'clock in Breckenridge. It'll end in Wells Park.
Okay.
Then there'll be all kinds of activities in Wells Park. There'll be vendor booths, bouncy houses, rock climbing wall, all kinds of fun stuff for the family.
It really comes alive during Headwaters Day. Isn't it nice just to see people getting back out and, you know, kind of some sense of normalcy here?
It's a relief. It feels great. The summer has felt very good.
and then you've got another event we were talking about, too, after Headwaters Day at the end of September.
Yep. September 25th, we'll do a Java Jump. So that's always fun. Businesses will offer different coffees and all kinds of fun specials and giveaways. It's just a great event.
Well, and I don't want to press you too, because I know you probably can't talk about this a whole lot, but fun things coming up for the holidays as far as the Chamber goes?
Well, starting in November, we'll do our Shoppers on the Hunt the beginning of November. We'll have a Small Business Saturday, which we haven't quite nailed down everything we're going to do, but great giveaways. Last year, we gave away $500 in Chamber bucks to Wahpeton businesses and $500 to Breckenridge businesses. So that was a fun event. We'll probably do something very similar to that.
All right. Ideas coming in all the time.
Yep.
Fun and great ways to promote business here in the Twin Towns.
Yep.
Anything else, Lisa?
Well, we have our Mix and Mingle in October. I forgot.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Thursday, October 14th, we have a Mix and Mingle at the Wahpeton Event Center. It was previously our business after hours, but we're rebranding it. We're making it fun, exciting. We'll be giving away a quarter beef and a small chest freezer this year. So
wow.
You're not going to want to miss that one.
We're going to talk more about that, too, as that draws near.
Yeah.
Listen, always great to have you in here, Lisa. I know you're busy. I'll let you get back to it. But, keep coming up with those great ideas. Love it.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great week.
You too. Lisa Kunkel, Twin Town Chamber. We talk with Lisa every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Air. From our first breath, it's a powerful part of our lives. Otter Tail Power Company can show you how to harness the power of air with a cold climate heat pump. Upgrade your home to super efficient technology, low off-peak rates, and year-round comfort, whether it's cooling or heating. Today's rebates make it smarter than ever. Go to otpco.com/heatpump to put the power of air in your future.
Anyone who has misused opioids could be at risk of an overdose, especially if they haven't used them recently. If you see the signs of an overdose, you could be a lifesaver, and the law will protect you for helping. Give Naloxone and call 911. Do rescue breathing. Follow the dispatcher's instructions and wait for the first responders. North Dakota's Good Samaritan Law will protect you so you can help. Learn more at prevention.nd.gov/stopoverdose.
Take any unused drugs to Hankinson Drug and Julie's Pharmacy and Home Decor in Ledgerwood.
Hi, this is Thelma Burgum from Wahpeton H&R Block. Now more than ever, it helps to invest in your skills. H&R Block's 8-week tax course can help you do just that. Learn to prepare your tax return or start a potential career. Local classes begin in September. Call Wahpeton H&R Block at 701-642-2128. Come turn your passion for helping people into a career with us at H&R Block on Dakota Avenue.
The Voice of the Valley. Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew.